Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
A comedian making light of God's instructions to Noah mimics his response to God's call, saying, "What do you want, God? I didn't do nothing." That was supposed to be humor or funny, but it underlines a pretty common belief that God won't bother you if you don't bother him. Sadly enough, individuals who prefer to live independently of their Maker actually live in rebellion against him and are the real losers, not because of God's impending wrath, but because of the blessings which they are denied. Only those who really know God come to an understanding of how great is his love and compassion toward them who fear him and walk in the light of his word. I've been thinking of some of the qualifying phrases which describe God's nature. For example, Jeremiah records the words of God himself who said, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind." Then God asks the question, "Is anything too hard for me?" It's a truth which is comforting when we have needs and knock on heaven's door in prayer. But what most speaks to my heart are three phrases found in the New Testament, which describe God as the God of peace, the God of all comfort, and the God of hope. First, let's focus on that phrase found five times in the New Testament, the God of peace. In his letters to the churches at Rome, Philippi, and Thessalonica, places where Paul administered, he refers to God as the God of peace. Then the writer of Hebrews ends his letter with a blessing, "May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever." What you may not know, which people knew in the first century, is that knowing God as the God of peace stood in direct opposition to pagan gods who were anything but peaceful. Their wrath had to be satisfied through sacrifices, sometimes even the blood of infants whose deaths were supposed to assuage the wrath of God. If there is one thought that can revolutionize your thinking and your understanding of God, is to know that God is a God of peace, that the writer of Hebrews stresses the very gift of his Son who came to our planet and lived, died, and rose again was a gift of peace. When Jesus was crucified at the hands of Roman soldiers, he left behind a rather small estate, a seamless robe which had been woven by hand, probably by one of the women who ministered to him. But he did leave a legacy of peace. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." The Greek word for peace, eirene, means to bind together. In addition to the translation peace, it also means harmony and tranquility. If you find yourself at war with God, it's time to stop fighting. The truce was declared 2,000 years ago. Stop running and hiding in the jungle of fear and misunderstanding and realize God loves you, and there is peace and tranquility when you come to know and love him. Getting to know the God of peace will bring peace to your troubled heart.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.